before I even met these young people, men and women, you know, in whatever they may be adding to this music experience of mine, I did also want to make sure that I left space to not be stubborn. You know, I knew that this is the long haul, you know, as a musician, you know what I'm saying? I knew that, collaboration was the key, and not to like always be so narrow-minded in where I was developing at.
Hey, what's going on? This is Ramsey Said What, and this is A-Side B-Side Podcast, a branded podcast by whatsthemovement.net. As always, thank you guys for listening. Thank you for taking the time to press play. So if you are watching this on YouTube, you can also watch this on Spotify. If you are listening to this, you can watch it on YouTube or Spotify. But thank you for all of my listeners, wherever you come from, whether that's Apple Music, AudioMac, Spotify, iHeart. We're literally everywhere you could listen to podcasts. So we are available on all of your favorite platforms. So go and check us out there, as well as whatsthemovement.net. In this episode, I got to sit down with a good friend of mine. I consider him a great friend. His name is V. He is the co-founder of Dark Side Industries in Rahway, New Jersey. We talked about being an artist, the difference between plagiarism and being inspired, as well as many other things, being leaders, being businessmen, and just overall learning. I really enjoyed this conversation, and I think you guys will too. So I hope you enjoy, and as always, I need you to feel this. What's going on, y'all? I'm Ramsey Said What. This is the A-Side B-Side Podcast. I can't tell you what episode number it is. It's in the description. Thank you guys for pressing play. A-Side B-Side is available everywhere you can listen and now watch podcasts on YouTube as well. Apple, Spotify, AudioMac. Nah, it's all good. You can walk in. Nah, you Gucci. That's Neptune. We're going to put his info in the description, because why not? Anyways, I'm your host, Ramsey Said What. I like to let my guests introduce themselves. V, that is your camera.
What's up, y'all? What's going on? I'm V. I'm the founder and co-owner of Dark Side Industries, and the guest for the current podcast. What's up?
You're real cozy. You're at home. We're currently at Dark Side Industries in Rahway.
Yes, sir.
This is the arts district of Rahway, right?
Yes, sir. Ski.
Okay. You took me last time I was here. We took like a stroll. V is like the mayor, for real.
No.
How many businesses did we walk in that day?
I'm not the mayor. I just got here.
But if you ran for public office, I think you wouldn't even be a write-in. I think people would vote for you.
That's cute. I don't think, and I don't say cute being condescending, I promise. I think that's cool, but that's not where I'm headed. That's not my mindset. But thank you.
Yeah.
Public office is not for V.
I feel that. Yo, I used to want to do public office, funny enough.
Yeah? What did you have in mind?
I wanted to be president of the United States of America.
Really?
Yeah.
What changed? I would vote for you.
Thank you. That means a lot. Yo, so... All right, this ain't about me, but we'll make it about me for the moment. So, like, you know, in high school, like, you know, like growing up, you're around all these black folks, and all the elders tell you, like, yo, like, you know, you study, you work hard, you do everything you want to do. You could be anything you want to be. Who
you
knows?
Be. I knew where that
you could be
was
the
going.
First black president, right? And then, you know, 2008, I'm a junior in high school. I couldn't even vote, and Obama's president. So, now that I couldn't be the first, I said, fuck that shit.
Damn, he beat you to it. You a hater. You could have did it still.
No, I was hating heavy.
You
like,
a hater.
No cap. I was like, yo, who is this Obama dude? Like, we could vote for Hillary. She got the name. I'm dead ass.
You a hater.
I grew up. I was 16.
It's okay. I forgive you.
Thank you. Because I needed it.
As long
Anyways,
as you,
this is about you. I'm wailing right now. Yeah. And that's why you should vote for me. I'm accountable.
I'm voting for Ramsey. He has my vote. This is my camera?
That's your camera.
I just had to wink at it.
Anyways, since we can't release this for a few months, I won't tell you guys when this is recorded, obviously. But you have something coming soon, right?
Yes, sir.
So tell me about it.
No.
We're not allowed to talk about it? Mm-mm.
No, Ramsey.
Okay.
But, no.
Yo, you got me hype on you. All right, so I'm going to try my best. I'm a little rusty. I'm usually good at getting answers, but I'm going to do my best.
You're doing great, but just no, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with no.
Right? I could appreciate the answer, no.
And you know that's nothing personal.
No, of course, yeah. Of course. But, all right, we'll talk about what you do for others. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, so V, co-founder of Dark Side Industries. Tell me how Dark Side got started and like what made you want to do this?
So I've been a musician for about 13 years now. I'm a rapper. Yes, that's a musician.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I got to the point where I really felt confident in myself. Mm. But I realized that in full vulnerability, I had no business acumen whatsoever. And I was pretty much running in circles. Mm-hmm. So during the pandemic or quarantine time, I happened to be blessed with having access to my family home. Mm-hmm. So with having access to space and time,
I
provided the same thing for others. Mm. Fast forward about, 6 months, 8 months, and we pretty much formed a little village amongst ourselves, and then we spent the next 2 or 3 years just kind of solidifying that, and that's where we are.
Yeah.
So from that starting point, I guess you could just say we were a safe space, a place where a place in time where none of us really had anywhere to go or mm-hmm. nothing to do. And I was feeling, like I said, super confident in myself, but super insecure about what I was doing with my talents and my abilities. Mm. So I just took the time to provide that. And I think that along with my younger brother, I think that what that provided was a security for myself. Mm-hmm. And not just my talents, but now a place to learn and develop my business acumen. Am I saying that word right?
Yeah, acumen. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then also a village to be able to provide access to the successes and failures of myself throughout my tenure as an artist.
What do you mean by that? Like, do you mean like all right, like, I made these mistakes, or like maybe I didn't know how mm-hmm. to do something or how to move, and I could show that you don't have to do that because I've already made that mistake for you.
Yeah, hopefully you won't have to go through that.
Gotcha. It makes a lot of sense. Family seems like very, very, well, not seems, it is. I think it's very easy to say that that's very important to you. Like first time I came here, like, you know, like we're talking about business acumen, but it still doesn't feel so suit and tie that like you can't be real. Like, I mean, you guys talk about like you guys first time you invited me over, I watched you guys go through, you talked your business, talked about like what you were doing in that quarter or in that time period. But then like right afterwards, everybody kind of broke into what they were doing. And then you guys talked about how you had just came back from camping and stuff like that. Like that's real like team building and family in a way that I admire so much. What made you mix that in? Was that like a medicine with the candy kind of situation, or it's just what you wanted to do?
When you say medicine and the candy, it sounds
inauthentic.
Like I was hiding it. Yeah. And it's kind of just how I was raised, to be honest and to be transparent. Both sides of my family, my elders, had houses where they hosted and provided space for not just family, but family friends and friends alike, no matter what they look like, no matter what was going on in their personal life, to enjoy themselves. And there was parameters and rules. And my elders with those of respect, but also provided a space and opportunity for people to enjoy themselves. I like to do that, but also we are artists and businessmen and women.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Like you're serious about your shit, and I'm also like to be. That's yes, the family's the cloth you were cut from. Like, I mean, it's.
I want to say I like the term family. I think that's cool. I think that's easy. I like village.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we're meant to not just. Let me not do that, but village I like.
Mm-hmm. Why? Because family's more than blood, or a village is more than blood.
I was just trying to not be that deep. That's why I kind of was like, damn, serious,
like it's true. Like it's allowed to be true.
yeah. There's some type of deep shit I could say to make meaning to it, but it's village. And I wish I had the appropriate words to say it, but if I don't, I don't want to. And I think village is appropriate.
Okay. I mean, I think you're humble. Not be like you're being humble, like because you're not normally humble. I think you're humble.
Yeah.
But like, if we're being honest, like this is like maybe my third or fourth time here. I have met somebody new every time, and it's always been like somebody I've known for a long time. It feels like that is the environment you have cultivated here.
Yeah.
And I think that's something you should be proud of.
My grandmas.
Yeah.
I learned that from them, both of them.
Yeah. Shout out to them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if I can't get any music talk out of you.
We can talk music. You were talking about what's coming. What do you want to talk about music? That's two different things.
All right. Well, I was going to talk about what music was coming. This is a music discovery podcast at the end of the day. Well, at the beginning of the day. We've branched out of that. But,
all right. We do have some music here at Dark Side coming out. We have a new project from Sincerely Chico on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Depending upon release, we can talk about that.
Well, this is releasing on your timeline.
Yes, sir.
Because I respect you.
That.
I respect you.
Sincerely Chico, we have a new project coming out. Tonight, we're actually about to go to a 47 show. Yeah. But we got some new music from 47 on the way as well. Always. You heard? We're also helping to develop some talent around here too, so there's a lot of new faces and voices that you're going to be hearing and experiencing, so be on the lookout for them as well. And I'm coming too, I promise you. I just don't want to, I don't like to talk about anything until it's set in stone, so pardon me if that's what you were looking for. I promise though, that is coming.
I love this eye contact with your camera too.
Always trying to.
I'm just making it like.
I was trying to. But I promise you that.
All right. So. So. I'll ask the question that I asked everybody because I like asking it, and I think it's a damn good question. I think it's the best question I've ever asked anybody. So it's so cool. I ask everybody, what is like your first like music memory you have like that you could think of? Because like a lot of people say, oh, like what am I influenced by? But like, remember being like a kid and hearing something that you liked for the first time? Like what is that memory?
Ironically enough, I don't know right now. So I'm going to talk my way out of it, and I might find it along the way. But we're watching Child's Play 3 right here in the facility here, in our facility here. And I can remember my first, I guess, cinema moment where I kind of fell in love with cinema.
Okay.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
So my grandparents, they used to record, I guess, whatever was on cable at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And put it on VHS.
Yeah.
Right? So I found one that was Friday the 13th, part 4. Barry Gordy's The Last Dragon.
Huh.
And then fuck with this, gang. Thriller and The Making of Thriller right after that. I don't know if it was, maybe it was before or after, but nevertheless, it was the recording of when it premiered on TV.
Okay.
Right? So, you know, that is the moment that I remember falling in love with not just cinema, but also horror movies.
Okay.
Because we're watching Child's Play 3. Yeah. I am a nerd.
I was going to ask, is horror your favorite movie genre?
When it comes to horror, yes, sir.
I am a nerd. This is like a complete left turn, but did you watch Fall of the House of Usher on Netflix?
No, but I'm supposed to. I was told that I'm supposed to.
Did you watch Haunting of Hill House or Bly Manor?
No, I literally... You have to pardon me.
I'm not a movie buff.
No, this is not to you. This is I'm talking to the community, the horror community. I have not been doing my due diligence in the past year or two. I've been really focusing on the village here, the business. Pardon me. I will return. But no, I haven't.
I was saying... that show was, they're all made by the same dude, Mike Flanagan.
Yeah, I know somebody's giving me the play-by-play of why I should be.
Oh, you'll love it.
And I know I need to, but I need to set aside time because I also don't want to not pay its proper respects and give it my attention. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my attention, like, I'll be watching something, but I'm not watching it because...
Million other
I'm trying
things
to do
happening.
Some shit.
I mean, the
team
is
make some shit
like,
happen.
Team's 30 40 deep, right?
I don't want to say that. That sounds like a lot, but no, that's not 30 or 40 deep, and I've never told you that. So the way you just gestured,
I'm not saying you told me that. It just it feels that deep.
Then let it feel that. Pause.
Pause. It feels that deep is insane. I'm gonna edit the hell out of that, but hey.
Oh, my bad. I was not supposed to. My bad.
No. This your podcast.
This is not my.
Well,
this is your podcast.
It's my program, but this is your episode.
Okay.
I know you don't eat. I know you love sharing things with people. This is for you.
Thank you.
That's why I begged for this interview, and I'm probably gonna beg for another one after the music drops.
But that's what I told you. I'm
whenever
ready for
it
that.
Happens.
I'm so ready for that. After this, I'm about to play you the music. That's why I asked
I'm
if you had time.
I have plenty of time. I'm gonna make time. Yeah. I'm always gonna make time.
Yeah, but I don't want to speak on nothing until we speak in on that. But we get there's so much we could talk about. We could talk about. Anything.
Okay. What would you like to talk about?
Man, that's kind of like a loaded question because I just want to be like, what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the music, clearly.
All right, so like ask me about the music and let's see how we can finagle our way into it. You asked me about what's coming.
I'll segue it.
So, all right, throw it at me. Let's go.
I mean, so I tried to segue it with the music memory and you took us into horror.
Sorry.
Granted, all right, so. I mean, like, Thriller. All right. So, like, for me, like, I remember, like, my first experience with Thriller is, you know, it's on, like, MTV or whatever, like, as a kid. And we're watching the whole, like, 15-minute version with Vincent Price narrating the whole nine. And, like, I remember, like, that day, like, just being spooked to him turning around with the yellow eyes. And then my dad sitting here, like, that scared you? And like, I remember him telling me, like, when that came out, he's like, oh, yeah, man, like, we went to the movie theater to watch that.
I got you. I got our segue. You ready? So, watching that VHS with Friday the 13th Part 4 with makeup effects by Tom Savini, right? And then immediately after watching Barry Gordy's The Last Dragon, which is encompasses so much, like, music and early hip hop culture with like blaxploitation and kung fu.
Yeah.
And then you go right from there to Thriller, and not just Thriller, but the making of is where I now see the magic trick of all those arts through that. Right. So I think that that's what I'm trying to figure out right now. Is the magic trick aspect.
Okay.
Yeah, the music is there. The music is always there. I'll give you some backstory of how we even got here to the music.
Okay.
If you want to go back to, let's say, 2019, we were throwing shows ourselves. Me, Ginger Richie, Daryl J, Red Eyes at Dawn, somebody else. And I'm so sorry. We were throwing shows locally. And I had the house to myself. But at the time, I didn't have the time. I just had the space. And I was working on music, specifically with Mellow Mark, who's the man, the myth, the legend, producer on the Dark Side team here. And I really started to feel so comfortable and confident that if I had a thought, I could translate it.
I think that shows, given your past work together.
You may feel that way.
I think anybody that listens. I think anybody also, listens.
Like, you know what I'm saying? As a person, you need to feel that confidence.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I'm not saying that I wasn't confident. I was just moving. I was just going. I don't even know if I was doubting it, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm very confident in my work, even if I'm not necessarily in love with it once I get to the next part. Not necessarily in love with it, but you know what I mean? Like, infatuated with it as much as you might be when you're in the moment of that art piece. You heard me?
Yes.
So I think more or less, like, I started to understand that I was comfortable and confident, and not comfortable and complacent, but just like, okay, my knees don't blow in this sport. And no disrespect to athletes, because their minds develop, and it's not just based on their bodies. There's no disrespect, I promise. But my knees don't blow. I'm about to mature. I'm about to become more intelligent and wiser, and I can express myself better. So what the fuck's about to happen? Shit, let me chill. I got so excited that I was able to pull back. So working on this music with me and Mellow Mark, I was able to develop that confidence in being able to articulate and knowing what I want to do with this skill set.
And what you want to say.
Right.
Yeah.
I was already working with so many producers. I was already working with Sincerely Chico Motorsport out in Atlanta. Sincerely Chico is here in Jersey and now a part of the team as a producer and artist. But around this time of allowing space for others, I met 47. And
okay,
I was like, nah, my ego is not in the way when it comes to this art.
Okay,
you know. And when I saw him, I was like, okay, let me make some space for Youngin. No disrespect when I say Youngin. That's my guy.
Yeah.
Full respect when I say that. And when I saw not just his mindset, but what he could do with his art, because at first, I'm in the house, right? I'm like, this is 2020.
So 2020, okay.
2020. At the time, I have a job that allows me to move about a little bit more comfortably. So I have time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the pandemic, so everybody has time and not everybody has space, but I have both now. So along this way, some of the homies, Red Eyes of Don, Magic, Jay, these are other artists and producers around. Red Eyes is also a part of the collective as well. One of my business partners, he's an artist, introduced me to 47. And what I noticed was we were able to make two studio spaces in the basement, but let's say like three or four setups for producers that's just a cook up. I was a producer before I was a rapper or whatever you want to say. And, you know, so I producer first, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
All the time.
I wanted to ask, going back into the beginnings, but continue.
No, we can.
No. You were, I interrupted something. Keep going.
Okay. So nevertheless, like, we have these spaces and stations set up. My man Mac McCray, shout out Mac McCray, he helped me set up.
I haven't forgotten. I gotta get you on the show too. I'm sorry, bro. I got married and was busy.
Mac, my guy, he helped and set up a second studio space in the basement. So there was so much movement going on and so much creativity happening. But what I noticed was, Fody, pardon me, I'm no longer saying 47 for the rest of the interview. If I say Fody, no, I'm talking about 47. I'm at home right now, pardon me. every time I would see Fody, he was bouncing off of everybody's laptop and helping and and I just was like, man, this kid is fucking, he's doing something. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know. Something about this kid, bro.
Yeah.
And I remember I had a meeting with a bunch of the younger guys specifically about how to like monetize the space that we had at the time and make sure that we could at least have, you know, some sessions amongst ourselves. If somebody else needed something, maybe we could, you know, help out. And this guy goes off and he just starts to, you know, tell me his vision about it and waiting for me to say something. And he just starts to give so much of his personality and character, and it clicked. And I heard tidbits of the music and all that, but it was his energy, it was his passion, it was his sense of direction, and not urgency. It was so much confidence in him that it wasn't like right now. It was right now because you know what's next. So then we really started to build and butter a relationship. And that's when I discovered him as a musician, thanks to Daryl J. Daryl J, vocalist, one of my business partners, my cousin.
Yeah. We've played a couple of his songs on the podcast. Go back and listen to all the episodes. I think I've played something of yours. I'm going to play something of yours for this episode. So, but when it drops, it'll be something new for you guys to listen to. So,
I promise that. One day he was like, "Nah, you listen to him though?" And I was like, "Yeah." He was like, "Nah." He gave me a line and he repeated it. And he was like, "Nah, guys, you got to fuck with him." And I was like, "Nah, I'm going to fuck with him." And I started really paying attention. And I was like, "Wait a second. So then not only as him as an artist and him as a producer, we started to collaborate and I started to trust him as well. It's not just a producer and, you know, and collaborating in that sense, but also as a personal A&R too, right? So along my way of being a producer into an artist, I wanted to make sure that there's not a style, genre, beat that I can't perform to.
I get that from your music. I mean, like, I, because I don't know how else to describe it, I would call it eclectic.
Thank you. That's fire.
No, I mean, like, I feel like, and this isn't speaking to you, but I feel like a lot of artists are trying to sound like somebody, or like, and we're all definitely influenced by somebody.
I think a lot of artists that we're hearing, and yes, there is a lot of artists that are emulating
like whoever.
There's, yeah.
Insert, I don't want to cut you insert off. Yeah. Name here.
Never mind. I'm not going to change it. I'm sorry, Ramsey.
Yeah, no. There's plenty of episodes of me talking about that.
No. I don't want to do it. Don't let me.
But I don't know. I feel like a lot of people. There's a book I read once. It's called "Steal Like an Artist." It's by Austin Kleon. And that book to me defines the difference between being in, so there's a chapter I like where they talk about building your own family tree, and your family tree is like what you're influenced by, like maybe not like the people you see as heroes, but like the people you listen to that helped you build and create whatever it is that you're creating. So like the like imitation isn't flattery, but in this case it's like, I'll take a piece here, I'll take something here, I'll take something here. And that is the way I think the best people,
students,
create. Yeah, being a student, create whoever they are. Because I mean, we are a collection of our experiences. So like, I think it's fair to be influenced by something versus just trying to sound like something, you know?
Yes. So to kind of keep where we are, and I guess in the pacing of the storyline, and also what you're talking about, before I even met these young people, men and women, you know, and whatever they may be adding to this music experience of mine, I did also want to make sure that I left space to not be stubborn. You know, I knew that this is the long haul, you know, as a musician, you know what I'm saying? I knew that collaboration was the key, and not to like always be so narrow-minded in where I was developing at, to not just, you know, challenge myself in a way that I think I need to challenge myself, you know. And this is speaking from a person who, I'm not saying that I'm not affected by other people's thoughts, but there is a sense of recalibration then soon after, yeah, where I'm back to
there has to be,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm gonna get back to my Wolverine. I'm going to heal. You feel me? So figure it out yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I also don't want to be stubborn in that, and be stubborn in making sure that I am hearing somebody who I do respect in their artistry, no matter where they are, mm-hmm, in their life or, yeah, their age or whatever may have you. If they are my peer, they are my peer. Mm-hmm. Right? So let's go to where I'm telling you in the storyline. We're in the house, and 2 years before that, I think, or maybe a year and a half before that, I met Sincerely Chico.
Mm.
Met my man at a Taco Bell. Literally, my man has some Vans on, some writing on, and I knew instantly he had to be some type of creative.
Yeah.
So I'm chatting with my man's, and I find out he's a producer. In that moment, I find out he's just a producer. I had no idea he was an artist in the recording aspect. And we build a relationship as an artist and producer, and then he starts to introduce me to his music. And just like Fody, we are not, mind you, at this time, him and I already have a relationship,
mm,
as a producer and as me being a recording artist. But then he starts to introduce his world as a recording artist, and I'm instantly like, oh shit. Once again, I'm meeting another person, another, you know, young man in this case, who is now my peer,
mm-hmm,
in what we do, who then offers, right? Now we're sharing in this village of creating music. Now, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think necessarily we may have gotten here by maybe trying our best to be soloists, and you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But like, music is supposed to be, I believe, you know, a collaborative thing.
Yeah.
Right? And whether you're writing the verse yourself, yeah, but there should be also other technicians in the room.
Yeah.
You know, other people providing you know, new thought patterns or new, yeah, sonics, or, yo, you ever thought about this?
Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that's, I mean, well, put it, it's feedback, you know, like,
yeah,
it has to happen, because if it doesn't happen in the studio, it'll happen with the fans. You're gonna get your feedback regardless.
So even, not even the studio.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I think that, like, yes, we do it in the studio, but we also now have a relationship as artists and producers to where, mm-hmm, we're even post studio, like,
okay,
you know, this is, you know what I'm saying. Like, it now goes back to the magic. Now I'm able to share what I was able to see on that VHS. If you can fuck, mm-hmm, with the game, I'm not gonna go too deep into it, but if you could understand what I'm saying.
I think I do. You know, I think, I mean, I do.
You and I can have this conversation later. Yeah. I don't wanna, I'm already long-winded. I don't wanna do all that. I already forgot that we was on a podcast. I'm over here just chatting.
Nah,
I'm also like trying to make sure.
Doing it right.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I'll say this, I'll ask this.
Yes,
like,
sir.
So we're putting your co-founder and leadership hat on, and me and you have had this personal conversation, but I want to talk about this for the record.
Yes, sir.
So how do you know, because it's so many people, and not to put pressure on you, like, oh, like that they look to you for guidance or whatever, like, how do you steer everybody to focus on whoever that one person's time is, or if it's more than one person at a time, like, how do you know when to dictate and control personalities? Because I mean, like, you're like, life is managing personalities, not just being a leader of a group. Like, it's, mm-hmm, whether you at work, you at home with your partner, with your parents, like, it's, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So like, how do you navigate this with a bunch of young, hungry people?
Yes. And also too, I don't want to emphasize just on the young members of the team. There's team members, you know what I'm saying, that range from a young age group all the way up to my age and a little bit older as well. But yeah,
we're not old, man.
That's why I said older. Young. I don't give a fuck.
We're young men.
I'm here to enjoy my life. I don't give a fuck what y'all talking about. About old and young. I feel so much alive that y'all got that. Okay. You feel me? Anyway. So first rule of thumb for me when it comes to specifically musicians is you got to be comfortable to be around other tough individuals. That's not how I say it normally, but that's how I express myself all the time. When somebody who is creative beyond your imagination walks in a room and you know what I mean?
And it changed your world, low key.
You better embrace that instead of being jealous. Because if you do, there's garlic at the door for you. So if you can't keep up with yourself, don't bring that around me, right? If you great, you shouldn't be worried about the next one. We tough. Let that one inspire you. Bring him in, congratulate him. I think Trick Daddy said if a man walks in the room with a tough shirt or a nice shirt and you don't compliment him, you might be hating. Tell him he got a nice shirt. Goofy. It's okay. That's to me. We are making art. So leave that OD extra rapper tough guy shit, because I am that too. When we doing what we do, and you can talk to them, I'm gonna get them competitive, and I want us to feel that way. Yeah, I do want us to feel like it's sport. You know what I mean? I do want us to feel like we gotta feel like gladiators. Yes.
Yeah.
But afterwards, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if your feelings is hurt, you better go right. You feel me? Don't be tight.
Yeah.
I didn't mean for that to rhyme, but.
You're an artist, bro.
So that's important for me.
And I
do have to admit that along the way there was there has been a balancing act that had to develop naturally, right?
Because like you didn't just have it, you had to learn it.
Right. And I also do believe in space for me to learn without full sternness in my leadership. I am trying to make sure that I am a student in this moment so that I'm not hardened on particular things. So as I developed along these years, along with my business partner, Markel, along with the other leaders on the team, because like I said, it's not just the young producers or rappers on the team. There's the media team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's the admins amongst.
Photography of all facets of media.
Graphic design.
But there was another I like when you talked about I'm not gonna blow my knee out doing this because I just like sports references. It just makes sense to me. All right, in hoop, right? Like when the athleticism goes, you can rely on your IQ to at least, all right, I know where to be on the court so I could get an open shot. Like my jumper's not gonna go even if I can't dunk no more. Or sports like track and field, like you lose your athleticism, that's it, you lost. It's a race. In business and music, the more you do this, it's kind of like basketball, right? The jumper's not gonna go, but my IQ, I'm gonna get smarter at this sport.
Yeah,
I like the way you put that. What would you tell like you 13 years ago?
I think I was okay. I'm okay with that guy.
Okay.
I'm okay with him.
Like, you wouldn't tell him anything. You would just let him go through whatever he needed to go through.
I'm here. I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm figuring it out.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at him at all. I thank him for sacrificing. I thank him for staying focused. And man, you all right, kid.
Yeah.
You tough. Fuck it, you tough.
So I think this music industry, the industry, I feel like, and I talk to a lot of people about this, and so this isn't even like something I thought of. This is something somebody told me. It's like, it's black, white, and gray. And white is the people that want to be in the music industry. Black is the people that are in the industry, and this gray is like the people getting pimped out by by people that the gray is pimping out the white because the white don't know better. How do you navigate that, and not just for yourself, but like, how do you find yourself holding the door open for the other members of Dark Side? And this is honestly beyond Dark Side too.
Yeah, of course. I don't lead by, like I said, I don't lead by saying I have all the answers, right? And I'm not necessarily, I don't pretend that I do, right? Because if so, then that guy 13 years ago would have figured it out 13 years ago.
Yeah.
Right. But I think that's the difference, if that makes sense.
I think I understand.
And I also do think that there is, in that gray area, there's another percentage that we never consider. They may not be in that gray area. It may be like a fucking spectrum of color somewhere in there.
Okay.
But them motherfuckers has something. And we can talk about this later personally.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the world that I want myself to navigate, and then I'm trying to make sure that I share with those around me. And if I can, on top of making sure that you do understand that your knees is not gonna blow, understand that your value systems and what success looks like and things like that have to be aligned with who you are, and not the perception of what you think along the journey. Maybe you're already in tune with that, and that's cool. And I'm not saying that I'm, you know, speaking from an absolute position of full understanding of that, but I do know a degree of something when it comes to being comfortable with what you think success is and what validation is for you. I am already successful. I look to achieve more success, though. And I do feel very validated, although that young man might have made mistakes 13 years ago. He's very comfortable and safe and ready for what's next.
You kind of said it already, but I was going to say, I think you're already operating in the black space, let alone the spectrum of color. The reason I say so is you have something that's sustainable, and at the end of the day, if this shit is about making a lifestyle, if I can pay my bills and do my art, I win. So I want you to know that. I don't know if I've ever said that out loud, but I want you to know that.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you. I receive that, especially from you.
I mean, I'm just a nigga.
Yeah, you say that, but
like you, I like to think that I'm. No, it's true. I'm successful. I just want more success, just like you.
You are, but outside of that, I do respect you generally. Let me move up. Hold on.
I just wanted that for the camera. Yeah. That's a TikTok meme. We're also on TikTok now, I guess. Anything you want to touch on before we get up out of here?
Because
we're gonna have to do another podcast when the music drops.
Yeah. I like to. Show gratitude to the helping hands, the beautiful faces, the accountability, the growth, the spectrum of an amazing amount of success that my team and I have had over the past couple of years. Salute to you guys. Y'all awesome. Y'all lit as fuck. Shout out to Planet Dark Side team, the media, visual media team. I'm ready to talk about the music, I promise. Next time.
I promise I'll try to get another interview out of him.
Nah, you got it. Like, I already told you. That's what I was waiting for.
It's on the record.
I wanted to do that then.
Because right, then I wanted to. We won't drop this, and this will just be a bonus episode.
No, we can do. I'm cool. I told you.
All right.
I'm cool.
That's the last of my probing. We'll do the rest off record.
DarkSideIndustries.net, DarkSideIndustries.net, yes. DarkSideIndustries.net, DarkSideIndustries.net, DarkSideIndustries.net/VIE if you're looking for me.
That's going to be in the description. Like, just. And then the last one is.
Mad links.
And your socials before we get out of here, too.
DarkSideIndustries.net, DarkSideIndustries.net, DarkSideIndustries.net. DarkSideIndustries.net, DarkSideIndustries.net/VIE if you're looking for me.
Did you mean to rhyme that time?
No. So look, I ain't even thinking that until just now. This is literally the promotion I had just now on the spot. I didn't even think about how I was going to promote it. I just kept saying DarkSideIndustries.net, and then I knew that my name rhymed with me.
Well, if you're looking for me, I'm Ramzee. I'm not a spitter, but I'm not a rapper. You could follow us at A Side B Side Podcast everywhere you listen to podcasts. We're also on Instagram, Facebook. Don't look for me there, though, because I only talk to family there. And we're here at Dark Side Industries in the Arts District in Rahway. Shout out to Neptune. Good luck with your interview, man. You're going to crush it. You really are. When is that? Oh, 22nd. Unfortunately, that will have happened in the past in this episode, but I'm just going to put your socials in the description as well, because why not? Ron, thank you for coming up. I appreciate you, brother.
It was nice to meet you today, Ron.
Yes, sir.
Like I said, I'm Ramzee Said What. This has been the A-Side B-Side Podcast. Oh, we're also on YouTube, so if you're watching, you can go listen everywhere podcasts are heard. If you're listening, you could go watch on YouTube. And always on whatsthemovement.net. Look out for the other things we're doing. We're moving and shaking. Be safe, y'all. Enjoy yourselves. Peace.
Peace.